episode number 16 of Midlife Crisis Podcast. I'm pleased to introduce Nicholas DeMarco, first guest to the podcast. Grew up with Danny DeMarco back in Elizabeth, so we talk about some interesting topics. I know it's a little weird talking to the camera, but let's start off NFL. Sometimes the NFL took over the sports scene a little bit, free agency. So why don't we talk about, you're a Raiders fan. What do you think about the Raiders with Antonio Pierce as a head coach? They got rid of McDaniel, Pierce. Do you think he deserved the job? Or why don't we talk a little about the head coach of the Raiders?
I really like Antonio Pierce. I think the players really gather around him. They play for him. You know, McDaniel's really wasn't a great coach. And Pierce really brings a different environment.
Yeah, I mean, he was a player. We won a Super Bowl with the Giants. So, I mean, had a chance. Did some broadcasting, and now he's in. Did they make any free agent moves? I really don't follow him. I follow more of the basketball. Did they make any free agent moves this week?
It was actually last week. They signed Christian Wilkins, the Dolphins defensive lineman.
Okay.
Four-year deal.
Anybody else? Or?
They actually just signed Alexander Mattison yesterday.
Alexander Mattison, where is he?
The Vikings running back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. And what do you think about the big moves? What do you think about Fields going to – well, first of all, they got Russell Wilson. And what do you think about them? What do you think about that dynamic? And then they traded for Justin Fields, seems like for a bag of football. So what do you think about those two moves?
I think that the Steelers' offense – really wasn't complete around Kenny Pickett. Okay. So Russell Wilson is definitely a solid fill-in, and he can mentor Justin Fields because he's still pretty young. And when Russell Wilson eventually gets to an older age, Fields can come back in.
So who do you think is going to start then? Who do you think will start?
I think Wilson will start.
Do you think that Fields is going to be a chip, that they're going to use him for picks come draft day? Or do you think that eventually he's going to be the future? I like Fields. I think he just got killed with the in Chicago. I mean, what's your take on him?
I think he did definitely get put in a bad situation in Chicago, but he still last year had DJ Moore, and I think that he could have done a little bit more passing wise. You know, he's a pretty good runner.
Okay.
But, yeah, the offensive line didn't give him much help either.
Right? And then staying in Pennsylvania, Pickett ended up going to Philly, and then I'm a Giant fan, they signed Saquon Barkley. So what do you think about Philly?
I mean, the offense is really scary now with Saquon. They Swift was, you know, a pretty solid running back. Now he's in Chicago. But Saquon really brings a whole new dynamic to, you know, the rushing offense.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does. I mean, they're looking to compete. So, how did you become a Raiders fan? Like, what made you become a Raiders fan? I don't know if did your dad have any influence on it or no. How did you become a Raiders fan?
He had all of the influence on it.
Oh yeah, so that was it. So all right. So who's your favorite Raider?
I really like Max Crosby.
Okay, yeah, that's a good player. Have you been out to the new stadium yet?
No, I've never been to a Raider game.
What's your schedule look like this year? Did they break the schedules? I don't even know if they did or not.
I think they broke who they're playing. I don't think the order yet. But anytime, you know, the AFC West is pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, you got the Chiefs, and now you have
the Chargers.
The Chargers, yeah, thank you. And then, Broncos, yeah, feel free to roll out the names because I'm getting older. Sometimes the mind's the first thing that goes. So you're young and spry. You got your whole career ahead of you. I'm starting my late in life, but what about Henry going to Baltimore? You think that? How you think that? I mean, AFC is going to be stacked this year.
Yeah, that is definitely scary for other defenses. First, they just have to worry about Lamar Jackson running the football because Lamar never really had a top running back with him, and now you bring in Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's he's a great and then I know Giants and Jets. What do you think on them? You know, local teams. What do you think about their two teams?
I think that the Jets could be competitive this year with the pretty solid defense and Aaron Rodgers hopefully coming back and being healthy.
You think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back, or there's rumor that he might be RFK Jr.'s running mate or something like that? So you think that there's a potential that he might come back healthy? So
yeah, I think he'll be back healthy. you know, Garrett Wilson. Yeah. And, yeah, over there, I think, the Jets needed a better offense.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers seemingly solved that, and then he went down early, which really killed their season.
All right. And what do you think about the Giants? I think Daboll and Shane, Joe Shane, that this is going to be their year. That it's either, is it going to be make or break? You think Belichick's out there in the weeds? You think Belichick might come back? There's a connection there with the team, everything else. What do you think about the Giants?
I think it's possible. I don't know if they're going to be really successful this year.
What you have any? I know it's really March Madness. We're starting baseball. But you have any thoughts about who you might think is going to repeat? I mean, you think she's going to repeat or? You think what teams do you like that after the last couple of weeks? Like the last couple of weeks? Like who do you think propelled himself up to Mahomes and Kelce? So
yeah, I think the Eagles could be competing with them. Mm. You know, they were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and now they have Saquon Barkley and
I mean, as a Giant fan, I like Saquon. You know. Injuries, you know, he didn't really have the best career. Didn't have a great line last year. And what do you think about the Giants with the quarterback move? What do you think? Do you think they draft a quarterback, or what do you think?
I mean, they gave Daniel Jones a ton of money.
Yeah, I think they had to. I mean, there was really nothing else. I mean, I like Daniel Jones, but he didn't have a line around. He got killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, what do you think about?
I think they could draft a quarterback. Maybe they trade up, and you know, have him. Maybe sit behind Daniel Jones 1 year or have them compete for the starting job.
Man, what do you think Caleb Williams going? You think he's going to be moving on draft day or you think he's going to be the first player off the board or what do you think?
I think he'll be first player to the Bears. Yeah. Now that they officially traded Justin Fields, I think that that almost confirms that they're at least going to be taking a quarterback.
You think he's going to start right away?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
They didn't sign like an experienced backup to kind of – they get him through it. They didn't sign anybody?
Not that I remember.
All right. Well, what do you think about the draft? What do you think the Raiders are going to take?
Well, corner is definitely something that we need help with. Corner, secondary, offensive line, maybe. They're Joe Alt at Notre Dame, and there's one tackle at Penn State. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Okay. Yeah, but they always have some linebacker. You can't pronounce Penn State. They always have some. Can't pronounce his name. So, who do you think the top five players off the board might be?
I think Caleb Williams.
Okay.
And Washington is probably they're at two. I think that they'll probably end up going quarterback, whether it's Daniels from LSU or Drake May from North Carolina.
Yeah, you know your stuff. You really know your dad was right. So who else you see?
Well, the Patriots. I know that are up there. They could go quarterback as well.
Is Mac Jones still in? Did he trade him or is he contracted?
They traded him to the Jaguars to be a backup.
Okay. All right. And now who's going to be their starting quarterback? They don't have.
I mean, right now they still have Zappy, but I mean that's nothing.
And then, while I'm thinking about it, Detroit Lions. What do you think that Campbell blew that game? You think he had the game won or going back to the playoffs? You think he had the game won or you think that they should have been in the playoffs or?
I think that Dan Campbell, he was always risking it a lot the entire season, you know, going for it on fourth down and, you know, making, you know, the risky plays, and it eventually came back to bite him.
Yeah, well, I think that he went for it when he should have kicked the field goal. I think he kicked the field goal when he should have went for it. But what do you think about the 49ers? You think that they're going to be back in contention in NFC?
I think it's very possible. I mean, anytime you have Kyle Shanahan – and, you know, Nick Bosa, that defense, and, you know, McCaffrey, all the weapons around him. And I think Brock Purdy, he's enough to propel them to that spot again.
And what about Houston Texans? I know D'Amico Ryans. So what's your thought about them, D'Amico Ryans, and down in Houston? What do you think? You think that they're going to, you know, what do you think the teams that might kind of cross over that were probably going to compete with, and the NFC, San Francisco, and Philly, and you know Buffalo, and Kansas City. What teams do you think that are kind of ripe to make the move?
Yeah, the AFC is really tough conference, but the Texans they're young with CJ Stroud.
Yeah,
and I think D'Amico Ryan's a great head coach. Really building up really quick. You know, Tank Dell, they had the rookie receiver last year.
And how'd you get into football? Like, how'd you get into sports? Was it playing video games, or did you just kind of like gravitated towards on Sunday, or like how did you?
I don't know. I think it was really just my dad, and you know, my dad just made me a Raiders fan. You know, my mom made me a Mets fan.
Okay, so all right, so Mets. Or let's turn our sights. It's NCAA week. Who do you like? Who do you like? Who do you like for the tournament? And you know, you're a Seton Hall fan. Well, first of all, let's talk about that. What happened with Seton Hall? Like, they didn't deserve to be in. They got that lost to St. You think they would have beat St. John's? They would have been in.
Yeah, for sure. It's the Big East tournament, and you know, when you're able to win in high stakes scenarios and big games, the committee really likes that, and they put that over anything else before in the season.
Yeah.
Because Seton Hall still beat St. John's two times in the regular season.
Yeah.
And then they lost to them in the Big East tournament. Yeah. And some like it just dropped them back. And St. John's didn't even make it.
And what do you think about St. John's? I mean, the father doesn't get in, but then the son gets in. So what do you think about that scenario?
Yeah, I thought St. John's could have made it as well. Yeah, they did beat Seton Hall.
Yeah.
But, and they gave UConn a run for their money. I think they only lost by 4 or 5 in the second round of the Big East
tournament. What games are you going to tune into in the first round? What games do you like the first round? What games do you think are going to be the games that you must watch? You know, a couple games.
I think that, NC State, North Carolina State, and Texas Tech. North Carolina State won 5 games in 5 days. They were way out of the tournament, and then they won the entire ACC.
Yeah.
And now seeing if they can keep the hot streak.
I mean, they had a great coach. I forget where he coached before, but then he got the NC State job. He was somewhere down in North Carolina, I forget, but I mean he was great, and they made some noise. Who do you like? What, before we go into favors, who do you think that's going to make a run? That if somebody's picking a bracket, that's a team that might be surprising people. Like you had San Diego State, you had Florida Atlantic last year in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to make a run?
I think Florida. They're a 7 seed out of the SEC. SEC is a ton of offense, and sometimes that's enough to, you know, if you just outscore and you don't even have to worry about.
And then you think they have Samuel on a team from Seton Hall.
Yeah.
They have another player from Seton Hall on the team, or?
I know they definitely have Samuel.
Yeah, I know they have Samuel, but and then who else do you like? I mean, SEC's becoming a great basketball conference now too. I always thought about football. Now it's a great basketball conference. What do you think about who else? What other matchups do you like?
I think that you know, UConn got put in a tough region, and I like Auburn, so they're going to eventually have to match up if they both get to the Sweet 16.
What do you like about Auburn? I mean Bruce Pearl made to the Final Four a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, storied program. They're ranked. And then I think they have Illinois in their bracket too.
Yeah, Illinois and Iowa State.
So, I mean, which of the three teams are you thinking that would give UConn the toughest challenge? I think which one of those three teams?
I think you know, Iowa State is also a very great team. You know, they went through the Big 12, which I mean probably is the best conference in all of college basketball.
Yeah.
And to win that, it really shows that they can compete with the best.
Who's their big players? Because I mean, Iowa State, I saw like they had a big watch party, like for, I mean, and they have a big following. But who's their core players at?
Oh, God.
Next question.
I'm sorry.
Next question. That's all right. Listen, we're about 10, 15 minutes into this. The first question. I stumped you. I finally stumped you.
I'm sorry.
But you don't have to apologize. But who you think UConn's gonna make it through? Or?
Yeah, it's so hard to go against UConn.
Yeah.
It seems like they do everything at such a high level. They have, you know, great guards in Newton and Castle. And then they have, you know, the three-point shooting with Spencer, Caravan, and then the 7'2" center with Klingon, with Danny Hurley as a coach.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's going to have the team ready. They seem relaxed. But the only thing is, one of those things, like, They lost last year to Marquette. I thought Marquette was a team going in, and then UConn makes a run. Do you think a loss at this time of year is good for a team, kind of get you refocused, or do you think that, you know, any team can win six games in a row?
I think that in March Madness, anyone, it's just, it resets. Mm-hmm. Anyone can go for a run.
And what do you think about North Carolina? Do you think that North Carolina deserves a number one seed? Like, who did you think had the number one seed prior to, did you think North Carolina deserved a seed after losing to North Carolina State in the tournament?
Yeah, I think they still deserved it.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't really anyone that could have, like, was that drastically better than UNC.
Yeah. Well, and then Purdue, they got knocked out by Fairleigh Dickinson last year. Do you think that they're in trouble? I mean, they got Edie, the big man. I seen him play. I mean, what do you think the recipe is for Purdue to kind of make a run? And I like their coach Painter, but what do you think that they're not built for the tournament? They're built for the regular season. One of those teams. What do you think?
I think that obviously the focal point is around Edie, but they can still shoot the ball. They still can hit a lot of threes, and if you put your entire focus onto Edie, then they could space you out and start draining shots.
Who's the player that's got who's the one player in Purdue that's got to perform for them to kind of get to the Final Four and get a national championship? Who on their team think, you know, I know they had a couple guards, but who do you think?
I think it's obviously got to be Edie.
Yeah, Edie or nothing. So yeah. He's got to. I mean, he was a player of the year. Live up to the hype. And then Houston, I haven't really watched Houston that much this year. They're the other seed. What do you think about Houston? Houston's chances.
Houston always has a great defense. They could shut you down, and they have great guard play with Shed and House.
Okay.
Or Sheed and House, Yeah, great defense. Could also completely.
You know, Kelvin Sampson's a great coach, but what other two? I guess we classify that mid majors made it last year. Who do you think might a mid major you'd see making a run? Everybody's talking about maybe McNeese State because they got Will Wade. It was at LSU. What team? Yeah, Dayton was ranked for a while, but like what team? What team that? Think that would be a bracket buster for the tournament.
Yeah, it's really hard to predict these things too because you know they're all, you know, if they're all low seeds and the Cinderella can come at any angle. But if I had to say, I think seeing Drake play a couple times.
Yeah,
Drake is the 10 seed, and they do have to play Washington State, who beat Arizona twice this year already. I'm trying to think about who the two seed is in that. It might be Iowa State, honestly. But if they can get past Iowa State, they can definitely make it a little further.
I got the bracket cheat sheet here, so I got to look at that. Just give me a moment. There you go. You want to take a look at, see what games pop out? What games pop out? Yeah, sorry. It stowed it away, but...
They are playing Iowa State.
So, I mean, but Drake's actually got a kid from North playing it, but they are back-to-back in the NCAA tournament. And then I think they were down. I watched their conference. They were down early, and then they ended up pulling it out at the end. But like, who else do you think?
I was looking at New Mexico.
Rick Pitino's son, right? Yeah, so.
And they won the Mountain West Conference, and it seems like they weren't going to get in if they didn't win it. You know, as an 11 seed, I feel like they could have gotten a bit higher, maybe a 10 or a 9.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying, that I guess the father pushed out the son. So, like, and what was your take on St. John's or Rick Pitino first year at St. John's? I mean, now we're on the Pitinos. What was your take on his first season? Do you think he could be successful?
Yeah, absolutely. They were going a bit down, and then Pitino had that, like, speech.
Yeah.
And then they went on this run that really got him back into, you know, contention for March Madness. And they didn't end up making it. But it's always – team can always be motivated by a great coach like that.
And what do you think about the Big East itself? Do you think that they were disrespected? Do you think, Yeah. Who else do you think out of Providence, St. John's, and Seton Hall, what team do you think deserve it?
I think that, I mean, I'm not trying to be biased here, but I do think that Seton Hall did deserve it. I mean, UConn only had three losses on the entire year, and one of them coming to Seton Hall. You know, it was early in the year, but, I mean, you're beating the number one overall team in the entire country.
Man, it's got to be something to be said for that, especially when you get these, you know, some of these conferences have, you know, two representatives. But getting back to the Big East, you got Creighton. You think they were Elite Eight last year. You think Creighton might have a shot? I mean, do you like Creighton? I mean, UConn blew out Marquette, and then they got blown out by Creighton. So I don't know if it was they were on a high or anything else. What do you think about Creighton coming out of the Big East?
I think that they can definitely make some noise, you know, make it very far. You know, potentially, I think they could win it all, potentially.
Yeah.
They have great shooters, Baylor Shireman, and Trey Alexander. And then they also have a big man with Kalkbrenner.
Yeah, and he blocks a lot of shots. He makes a bad matchup. But what about Marquette? They end up losing in the Big East tournament final. Kolick didn't play. Do you think he's going to play? Or
yeah, I think that he'll be fine. Them losing to UConn in the finals without him, I think that's a pretty good sign for Marquette.
And you think why? Because they got all the other kids got a opportunity to play. Or
I think that it shows that your whole team, you don't live or die just by Kolick playing.
Yeah.
You still made it to the finals of the Big East tournament, and you know Kolick is really their assist man. And he really dishes the ball out. And, yeah, with him being back, I think that they could definitely make it a little far.
Who do you think is going to be this year's Purdue, the team that gets knocked off early that everybody has in their bracket? I mean, Kansas is coming in limp, and they have a lot of injuries. You know, nobody's talking about Kentucky with Calipari. I mean, I like them. You know, Tennessee lost early. Who did they lose to in their tournament?
They lost to Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. So, I mean, what do you think about that guard from Mississippi State? You think they play – who do they
play? They play Michigan State.
So, what do you think about that matchup early on?
I think that Michigan State always just barely gets into the tournament with, you know, so many losses. But then Izzo always has them at least winning a game.
Well, you think his style of play – is it dangerous? He always kind of keeps the game close, more on defense. They really don't have a score. Do you think, or do you think that we're just overthinking it and think that Izzo is going to be, you know, he's going to prove everybody wrong? Because I think that, you know, correct me, they kind of came into the season with a little bit of a winning streak. I mean, into the tournament with a little bit of a winning streak.
Yeah, I think that, not Patino, Izzo is really a big game changer in March, because it seems like they're like last year they were a 7 seed, I believe, and then they ended up knocking off Marquette in the second round, the 2 seed Marquette, and they went on a little run too, and it kind of seems like the same thing could be happening this year too.
Do you think Colorado State deserved to be in the tournament? They were one of the at-large bids. What do you think?
Yeah, Colorado State got a play-in. I think they're actually playing tonight.
Yeah.
I don't really know too much about Colorado State, but I do know that who they're playing against, Virginia. I do not think that they deserved to make it in at all.
Why?
Just a lack of offense. And I think they only had like 2 quad 1 wins or so. It just wasn't a very very impressive resume.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they're in. So, what about Duke? You think Shire, you think that he might you know, taking over for Coach K, you know, 5 national championships. You think that, you know, nobody's really talking about Duke. Do you think that Duke makes a run, or do you think that they have the horses to kind of get to the Final Four?
Yeah, I think that Duke has a chance. I mean, they're not really having that bad of a draw. I think that if they beat Vermont, Wisconsin or James Madison isn't that bad. And then, you know, once you get out there, really anything can happen.
What do you think about James Madison and as a mid-major? I mean, I don't know. Were they ranked this year at all? I mean,
I don't know if they were ranked at all, but they had, I don't know the exact amount yet, 31 wins, 31-3. And in a mid-major, even that's still impressive to still only have 3 losses.
True, very true. So, big reveal. Who do you think is going to win Who's going to be in the Final Four? Who's going to be your picks?
I think it's got to be in the East. I think it has to be UConn. I just can't see myself going against them. I really don't know how. In the West, I think Baylor can get out of there with the strong offense. Maybe Arizona. The South, I like Houston too. I like Houston a lot as well. And then in the Midwest, I like Creighton. I like Creighton.
You like Creighton in the Midwest? You think they're going to make it? I mean, where do they play their games? Do they play any games?
It says that Creighton is in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's a little bit, but they have a great fan base. But I think UConn, out of all those teams, I mean, they're playing in Brooklyn. And then they're playing in Boston. So, I mean, it's almost like playing a home game. But, all right, so who do you think is going to win it all when the time comes?
I mean, I think it's UConn. I really think it's UConn.
So what do you like? What do you think about everything we said? But UConn, just like coaching, depth, everything else? I mean,
they have it all. I really think that they have it all.
Where do you get most of your information? I mean, listen, where do you get most of your information from? What sites do you read, or like where do you get a lot of your information from?
Well, it comes from like looking. I've really watched the Big East a lot.
Okay.
Because, you know, Seton Hall, and that's really the conference that I watch the most. But then for the other teams, it'll be just like random like facts that'll pop up, and I just like remember them in my brain, or like just go on like a few like websites and look at some stats.
Yeah, and what about yourself? I know you're starting at Johnson JV. Your dad says his sophomore class at Johnson's something to look forward to. You got a new coach. I know Jeff Lebreski. He was with Plainfield. I guess they won two back-to-back state championships. So tell me a little bit about your time by Johnson Regional. What do you think about your career as a basketball player?
I don't think my career has quite taken off yet.
Yeah. So listen, the best is yet to come. So yeah. So but what do you think about the program overall? I guess your class. I guess it's a sophomore class. It's a good class. So it's like it's a good foundation. What do you think about the team overall? You don't want to speculate.
No, I mean, the high school, we're a really young team.
Yeah.
Really, we only have 3 graduating seniors this year, and everyone should be coming back.
So nobody's going to be saying, I'm going to go.
I hope not.
Go here, go there. Is it the same like rec team? Because, I mean, very, very rarely do you have kids that go to rec and then play together, you know, all throughout high school, which is a special thing. So how did you get into this, and like what made you want to do this, and like what do you foresee yourself doing like down the road, just you know, being a sophomore in high school, like what do you see yourself doing?
I hope to you know, be doing something like this, you know, maybe a commentator or an analyst somewhere. I just I love being around sports.
Do you do anything at the school now? Do you commentate at all at no? Do they have like an AV program, or just
I took TV class, intro to TV, and I'm going to try and get into the advanced of it.
Okay. Do you look at any schools? Your dad take you around any schools yet? You have any? Are you looking to go to Seton Hall? That's all
I mean.
Listen, 89.5, if you like heavy metal music, is, you know, but they have the games there, and you know, with Shaheen Holloway, they're going to be good. So, I mean, so is that one of the schools on your list?
I haven't really started looking at it, but, I mean, I would love to go to Seton Hall. If you know, the opportunity.
Are you gonna watch the game tonight? You think that they're playing tonight? Are you gonna watch the game tonight?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I hope my point is proven with Virginia.
Yeah, and what do you think about? Do you think St. John, Seton Hall are gonna sit through the NIT? I mean, would you watch the NIT or?
I will this year because I mean they have the top overall seed, Seton Hall. I like that. You know, they're still competing. You know, they're still wanting to. You know, get a few more games in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the starting lineup is, I think, might be all seniors.
Yeah, so. And what about the Mets? What do you think about the Mets this year? You think it's going to be a tough go, or what do you think?
It's really hard being a Mets fan. I don't know. Yeah. It's going to be, I don't think it's going to be that great of a season.
No? You think they should have fired Showalter or no?
It's hard to say. I mean... Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're always trying to. I feel like we've been through a bunch of managers, you know, in the past few years.
Yeah. Well, when they had that start, I mean, probably when you were, you know, growing up, it was probably that pitching staff. I thought they were going to be good forever, and then they just never. They made it to the World Series, and they just never materialized. So just so. But anyway, you have any questions for me? You have anything you want for me?
Not really.
Nothing that's unanswered. So you want to close it out? So you have UConn winning.
UConn.
Mets fan. Johnson, look out for them next year at basketball, and then the Raiders. You think the Raiders are gonna? You're gonna go to any games this year? I mean, are they playing Jets or the Giants? Or the schedule that's coming yet?
I don't know. But last year, I mean, they played both the Jets and the Giants. They were both in Las Vegas, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right? So what's your dream trip? And where are you looking to go to? What's your dream trip? A sports dream trip.
Well, I've been to a few of the NL East and AL East stadiums.
Okay, which one did you go to?
We went to Philly, who was it? Boston.
That's brave. Boston. What do you think of Boston?
I thought it was pretty cool how historic it is.
Yeah. What do you think about the seating? Not really the best seating.
Yeah, I mean it was fun though. Yeah. It was still a great experience. Yeah, I mean listen,
that's a pretty cool state. Boston's a great town. What about football? Did you own any other football?
No, I've never been.
You follow college football at all, or?
A little bit. I try to. I don't have a favorite team.
You're more on the basketball side. So where else did you go to any Seton Hall games?
Yes, we actually went to the UConn game they beat UConn. Yeah, it was really great.
So that'd be a great game. So one thing good about having UConn, it's great having in the Big East again. So just raise the level. So.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Seton Hall next year? You think they're going to lose anybody through transfers, or is it too early to tell?
I mean, it's possible. Kadari Richmond really stepped up and turned into a really amazing player this year. And I think he still has 1 year left. I think he the fifth year now. And hopefully, the NIL, hopefully no one offers him some money.
Yeah. What about St. John's? You think that they're going to lose a lot, or do you think that,
I think they'll all want to come back because, what they built there. And, they're starting to, get up and make a lot of progress.
Yeah. All right, Nicholas, you want to close this episode out? You want to close it out? Say your part in words? Where can we follow you, first off? You post anything on social media, or is that mom and dad doesn't allow you to have social media?
No, I post sometimes. Nothing crazy. Just Nick.Dem5 or Nick_DeMarco5. That's it.
All right. Is that with Twitter?
About TikTok and Instagram.
Okay. All right, Nicholas, it was a pleasure having you on. This is great. So if you ever want to come on again, feel free. So, but thanks. It was a great episode. I learned a lot from you, and enjoy the games. But thanks, bro.
All right, thank you.
Nice meeting you. And then you need anything, you know where to find me.
All right.
Take care, Nick.